Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Good evening, everyone. It is good to be back here. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina on Wednesday, November the 2nd. And it is always good being on Real Side Radio, no matter where you are across the fruited plain, whatever it is that you're listening to this show. It is good to be. We are 6 days away from this election, but crazy. We're going to have a big show tonight and a lot to talk about. You can check us out at Joe's website at JoeMessina.com, and if you'd like to have a discussion with us, let us know your thoughts as well. I'm going to be taking open calls in the third hour. You can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It is good to be back here. We are, as I mentioned, we are 6 days away from the election coming up, what many people are calling the most important midterm election of our lifetime. I hate that hyperbole because I remember hearing that in the early 2000s, Sean Hannity show, the most important midterm election of our lifetime. But you know what? After seeing what has happened the past 2 years and the powers that be, what they are in fact doing and trying to do to this country and turn us into a Klaus Schwabathon. You know him from the WEF, World Economic Forum. This is a really important election. It is absolutely stunning to me that I'm looking at states like Pennsylvania, and 50% of the population in Pennsylvania want angry Shrek to represent them in the Senate. The guy can't put three sentences together. Fetterman, I'm talking about, of course, who's running for U.S. Senate against Emmett Oz. You know, Fetterman actually came out and stated that he is actually very proud to have helped free convicted killers from prison. Think about this for a minute. This is a man that is standing up and saying that he is proud that convicted killers from prison have been freed because of his work. I know Pennsylvania very well. I was married in southwestern Pennsylvania some 25 years ago. Actually, today. Oh, my goodness, I just realized that. But that's a long time ago in another lifetime. But the thing is that you have Pittsburgh in the west, and you have Philadelphia in the east. You got Harrisburg and New York in the middle, and a lot of beautiful hamlets and villages and towns spread throughout. I've been to Pennsylvania. I know Pennsylvania. The people in Pennsylvania are very pragmatic. They're very logical. Of course, you got leftists, like you do in any major metropolitan centers like Philadelphia and parts of Pittsburgh. But what is it that they see in this guy that they truly believe is going to be, the state of Pennsylvania is going to be best represented by him? The man is a mongoloid. And yeah, I know I'm going to say the same thing that everybody has to state before talking about him. I feel bad that he had a stroke. And we do feel bad that any person goes through physical trauma like that. But he should not be in a position where he's representing the state of Philadelphia, a state of Pennsylvania. The guy is absolutely bonkers. His policies are right in line with AOC and the Squad. I don't think Pennsylvania is that far left. And so you've got a lot of folks that are in Pennsylvania that unfortunately did not see the debate last week before they voted. That was by design, by the way. This is the biggest scam on Pennsylvania population that the Democrat Party and the Fetterman campaign ultimately have created. They have prevented people from understanding what they were voting for before they voted. You can't have 50 days to vote for a candidate without seeing debates. How is that legal? How is that possible? How is that ethical? I don't understand it. But the good news is that polls just came out in the past day. Wall Street Journal is showing that there is a massive shift of suburban women that are now changing their vote, suburban white women mostly, to Republicans because of the economy. So if you've watched YouTube, or I assume if you're watching anything on broadcast TV, I don't, I assume the commercials are hitting Republicans over the head about abortion. The mea culpa, I think, is going to be the day after. They're going to come back and say, sorry, we made a big mistake in focusing 100% on abortion. We should have focused on the economy. We should have focused on any number one of other issues that people are worried about, crime, education, whatever it may be. And they're worried, and they're scared. And the Democrats are now running, screaming, back to blue states, generally speaking, like New York and Oregon, to buffer up what was thought of as safe seats, Hochul in New York. You got Democrats spending more in Michigan than in one Michigan district than any other area of the country. Republican challenger Tiffany Smiley is closing the gap on Patty Murray in Washington's sleeper Senate race. The Michigan poll just came out with Whitmer and Dixon are tied. And Trafalgar is showing that New York race showing Zeldin inching ahead of Hochul. What is going on? People are coming home. We're a week away. But if Pennsylvania elects Fetterman, Angry Shrek, we're going to have to talk about 50 days of voting before the election. Anyway, we're going to be coming back here. We've got a great guest coming up here, Dr. Brad Allen, California 24th candidate for Congress. And we're going to be talking about everything going on with the election. We'll be right back. Whiskey Dave here.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back, Real Science Radio. Dave here in the chair, joining you across the fruited plain tonight. No matter where you are across this country, it is good speaking with all of you. And if you want to chime in a little bit later, I'll be opening up the phones, 855-732-5563. But first, I'm delighted to bring in a guest. I've been looking forward to speaking with this gentleman, a doctor who is running for California's 24th Congressional District. That's Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Ventura County, Dr. Brad Allen. Dr. Allen, how are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. I just watched you on Fox News the other night. You were on with Steve Hilton, you were talking a little bit about some of the misinformation that is going on in this election in regards to health care and what some folks on the left are saying about what will happen to our health care should the Republicans win. Can you recap that for us?
Yeah, I mean, basically, they're running around talking about the Inflation Reduction Act because we know it doesn't reduce inflation. It does nothing for the for the climate. So now they're all trying to say, well, look, we're cutting the cost of your prescription drugs because, you know, they got to say something, and they certainly want to buy the seniors' votes. That was what this bill was about, was trying to buy votes from the seniors, for those that don't realize it. The problem is it does the opposite. It actually makes our health care much worse. It destroys it because what they have done is put in price control. When they call it negotiations, it's not negotiation. It's putting in price control. And whenever you put in price control, that results in shortages, in this case, shortages of drugs and new drugs. And several studies have shown this. One of the best ones is out of the University of Chicago, and it showed that this is going to reduce drugs and drug industry research and development. So we're going to have hundreds less new medicines. There's going to be a delay in what does come out, and the results are over the next decade and a half, we're going to lose 330 million life years. That's about 30 to 31 times the amount of life years lost from COVID. And also that and other studies show it's going to actually end up costing more for medical care because without the new drugs, you're going to need to spend more on your health care. Half of the drugs that come out now are for cancer and heart disease, and we have those for Alzheimer's. So which ones don't you want to come out to treat you? So actually what this bill is going to do by having price controls is it's going to make you suffer more, die sooner from the lack of drugs, and because of that, you're going to pay more for your medical care. It does the exact opposite of what they said, and this is typical of politicians. They know nothing about medicine. They know nothing about health care, and all they want to do is put something out there, and they never look at the unintended consequences, and that's what they did with this bill.
We're talking with Dr. Brad Allen, who is running for the congressional seat in California, 24. You can find him at drbradallen.com. Dr. Allen, you, according to your bio here, I mean, you've got 40 years plus of practicing medicine, pediatric cardiac surgery, and it's incredible when you take a look at your bio. You've worked at UCLA, USC, University of Illinois, and University of Texas as a surgical director at the Children's Heart Institute. So you're not just running as a politician, you're running as somebody that actually knows something, right?
Right, and if they... I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and if they go to my website, as you said, www.drbradallen, that's Dr. Brad Allen, they can see the article, and it's not even just my opinions. On that article, I have the references, what studies I quoted. You can show them, you can mm-hmm. bring them up. And as you said, I've worked in major universities, U.S. and Canada. I've worked in private practice. And so what do we have when you have to think about it? What do we have running our healthcare right now? Javier Becerra, he's never worked in healthcare in his life. I wouldn't bring him in to run my hospital. I wouldn't bring him in to run my medical practice. And yet we put him in charge of our entire healthcare. That only happens when you have politicians and career bureaucrats running this whole thing.
Yeah, it seems the MO today is you don't have to have any experience running a business, but you can be the Treasury Secretary. You don't have to have any business being a doctor, but you can determine the medical policy of the country. The list goes on and on and on and on. Let me ask you this, because when I take a look at half of the stuff that I read and see today, I don't believe it anymore. Do you think that we are in a place right now where expertise is dead? You know, for the last 2.5 years, we've been they've been shoveling this misinformation about COVID towards us. The vaccine's going to stop you spreading it and getting it and blah, blah, blah. And do you think people, is there another way of, I guess, asking the question, doctor?
No,
can we trust what we're hearing anymore?
The COVID or coronavirus, it was really sad because it's the first time I really saw, and I lived through the original AIDS AIDS epidemic, and even that was not politicized like this, and it became political. And I knew 2 years ago that the vaccine was not going to stop you from getting it. I wrote an op-ed on this also, you can find on my website, because basically, real quickly, when you get a vaccine, you get internal immunity in your bloodstream, but COVID doesn't come in that way. It comes in through your nose, your mouth, your breathing tubes, which is your mucosa. Mm. And that doesn't get any immunity with a vaccine. So I knew 2 years ago you were going to get that this was going to spread anyway, that the vaccine wasn't going to stop the spread. It wasn't going to stop you from getting it. And yet what they did is they used those breakthrough infections to keep us locked down, which we all knew was stupid. And that's why other countries did. You know, I always look at it this way. If I told you you needed surgery, the first thing you would do is probably get a second opinion. They didn't let us get second opinion. It was Anthony Fauci, and that was all. And any time you said anything bad, they cut you off. So the reason this became political, and it never should have, science doesn't work that way. Medicine doesn't work that way. We have varying opinions. But I agree with you. This really shook me that we could take a disease and have people that know nothing about what they're doing. I mean, Governor Newsom in my state of California locking us down and doing all these crazy things when science told you that's not what was necessary anymore. And we did it. And the damage we did to our kids, which we now know, I mean, I could tell you, we probably don't have time, and I'll just go on and on. I could tell you that this was studied by the guy who cured smallpox of the world, and he showed, you know, if we have time, I can tell you what he showed. He showed that we shouldn't have locked down, no matter how bad it was, and the CDC actually adopted that until coronavirus did.
Oh, my goodness. It's really beyond frustrating at this stage. But I'd love to carry you through the break, and we can talk about your congressional campaign in the great state of California.
Sure.
California 24th District. It's a swath of land. I was just up in San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles last month. So we're going to talk with you more about this. We got Dr. Brad Allen, who is running for California 24th. Don't go away, folks. You got the news and the break, and we'll be right back here at Real Side Radio.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Analysts with the nonpartisan Cook Political Report changed their ratings on 10 congressional districts, and they moved all 10 toward Republican candidates. The shift comes just 1 week before the critical midterm elections and further buoys Republicans' chances of winning the 6 seats needed to capture the House. CVS agreed to pay about $5 billion in a landmark settlement that the company said would resolve all remaining opioid crisis lawsuits brought by states, cities, and other governments. Reports say North Korea fired off multiple ballistic missiles again Wednesday. It prompted South Korea to issue an air raid alert on one of its islands. These newest missiles come hours after North Korea said they would make the U.S. and South Korea pay the most horrible price in history for their ongoing military drills. There's $1.2 billion up for grabs in Wednesday's Powerball drawing. Good luck. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Yeah, welcome back. Nobody's a jackwagon that listens to Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. It is good being with you on this Wednesday night. And I'm delighted to have with us Dr. Brad Allen. You can find Dr. Brad Allen at DR, is in drbradallen.com. He is running for Congressional District in California, number 24. That is, when you look at the map, a big swath of geography. Dr. Allen, how's the campaign going?
It's going well. I think it really is going to depend on if we get the Republican turnout. The Democratic turnout is down by about 50%. So we just need Republicans to show up and not say, well, you know, we're not going to go to the polls. We can't win, because I think we can win. And the problem is, you know, you look at this, my opponent. He voted 100% of the time with his party. We live, as you said, a big swath of land, a lot of farmland, a lot of cattle and things. And yet he votes 100% of the time with New York City and San Francisco, because he's voting party. And that's what these guys all end up doing. They vote their party. They don't even care about the people anymore. It's really sad.
Before we get into talking about some of the issues, tell me a little bit about, was your district redistricted recently, or?
Yes. When California lost the district, they took my district and they got rid of some of the Republican areas and added in more Democratic areas.
Oh, that's not good. Okay.
No.
Yeah, because historically your district has been fairly Democrat. I'm just looking at some information here. You got to go back about 12 years the last time they voted for a Republican. So.
That's correct. But I, you know, when I'm out on the campaign trail, and I'm telling you, people are really fed up.
What are you hearing? What are the issues that people are wanting to talk about the most?
Well, I think they're the same that everybody wants to talk about. And it sort of depends where you go. If you go up to the Latino community, they'll often talk about crime and education, because 80% of the kids in the Santa Barbara County school district are Latino. And we pay our teachers almost more than any place else in the country. We pay the highest taxes. And you look at the test scores, less than half of the kids can read. And the average math score is for an eighth grader is down at fifth grade level. So the kids are getting no education. And the other thing is crime. We have a lot of illegal immigrants coming through across the border, and some of the Latino areas are experiencing huge crime. Inflation, of course, everybody wants to talk about that. And, you know, our governor, we pay the highest gas prices in the country, and that's because of three reasons, because of regulation on the what type of gas you can make. They have regulations, so nobody wants to build refineries or do anything. And then they have the highest gas taxes. So what is he doing right before the election? He's sending everybody a check for the high price of gas. You know, instead of addressing the issue, it's the typical career politician move. Let's not address the issue. Let's just throw money at it. Very much like trying to buy off the students with a student loan right before the election, which is going to do two things. Drive college tuition higher. It doesn't solve the problem. It actually makes it worse. And when we have inflation, what happens when you throw $500 billion out there in the general public again? You make inflation worse. But they figure you won't notice as they buy your vote.
You signed on, and this is on your website, drbradallen.com, to something called a contract to restore America. I'm sorry, California. We're going to need that America for contract after this next election.
That's okay.
Contract to restore California. And listen, I, before we get into this, I just want to say I moved here as a kid from London, England in 1977, and it was the best schools. It was the best business. It was the best, I mean, best of everything. And in 40 years plus of leftist rule in this state, they have turned us into the bottom of almost everything. The only thing for people living in California is the weather and the topography. But everything man has touched in this state has gone to crap. Tell us a little bit about the contract to restore California.
Yeah, the idea was obviously followed by what Newt Gingrich did, because I thought we can't just say, look, the Democrats do everything bad. We know that they've ruined the country in less than 2 years. I've never seen our country go down so fast, all due to the policies that this Congress and administration voted on. But you want solutions. So I did the contract to restore California. We got about 10 other regular citizen candidates like myself to sign on to it, because we wanted to say we're not just going to criticize the other people. We want to actually have solutions. And that's what we put on there, is we took a number of points and we explained what we would do to fix things and what we would do when we went there, so people would know what we'd be fighting for.
You know, we got a lot of listeners all across the country, and every, you know, half our listeners, maybe more than that, would say, you know, California is just toxic and it's spreading cancer across the country. And from a certain standpoint, I see that. It's like a primordial socialist ooze that's spreading out. I've had plenty of friends. I was just in Nashville with a mutual acquaintance of ours this last weekend, and half the people I was meeting with over the weekend had all left California for friendlier confines. Why is it important to save California for the rest of the country?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, it's a huge economy. It means a lot to the country. It has a huge population. And so to just abandon it. And the problem, you know, the problems are not insurmountable. As I said, the problem is getting Republicans out to vote for these things. Because I really think a lot of people, when I go around the district, so many people are fed up with this. And as I said, we have solutions. But what happens is, and, you know, I'll tell you something about the contract to restore California. We got started earlier. I wanted to try to open this up to other states, too, because part of, you know, a big part of this problem, and I talked to this mutual friend about this, too, is we have too many career politicians. Point eight in that contract is term limits.
Yeah.
Because these guys go there and they stop representing you. And on top of that, we stop sending people that actually, like in healthcare, like that I can go there and I can try to solve healthcare, where somebody in business can actually try to solve the business problem. We keep electing guys that have only been in, and that's what happens in California so much, that we keep electing these guys that only have worked in government. That's all they've done their life. And then you wonder why they screw up. But I think when California has this big of a population, and also, you know, they think they're the leader. And so what ends up happening is Governor Newsom comes out with some crazy idea, like we're going to have all electric cars by 2035, which, of course, is for so many reasons, and we can talk about it, is impossible. Then you hear other states going, oh, we should do the same thing, because they think he's getting he's getting traction with the voters on that. So they go ahead and they do it, even though that would A, be impossible, and B, he's actually making the environment dirtier with what he's doing. The planet is getting dirtier by his policies. But, you know, by running around with people that don't understand that, he's able to do it. And then his ideas spread. So I think we need to do something here to stop that spread.
In our last couple of minutes here before the break, let me ask you, has the GOP, the national GOPs, have they supported you? Have you received funds from them?
No, I haven't. I think that's, as you just said, I think the national party and even the California party, they write off a lot of these races, and it's really sad. I think that's, you know, I don't want to criticize too much, but there's some disarray out here. You have
Let me just say this, because, you know, if you were listening to the commercial break, and I'm sure you're watching it very closely, there is a significant shift happening, whether it's suburban women or Latinos or whatever it may be, and it's moving over to the right. And so tell everybody where they could support you and find you and help you cross the line coming up next Tuesday.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the Democratic voting in the state of California right now is down 50-60%, so it's a matter of getting Republicans out. You can find me and everything about me on my website, drbradallen.com. That's drbradallen.com. Anything you can do to support us will help get us across the finish line, because we're trying to blitz the airwaves and things now. So we just need the finances to do that, because the party's not really giving us anything.
Yeah, listen, when they take a look at traditional blue districts or traditional red districts, it doesn't come on the radar for these guys in D.C. And they take the money that they raise and they allot it specifically to what they believe are winnable races. But I'm telling you right now, folks, there's something in the air. And if we have a big, big, big rebuke of the leftist policies next week, next Tuesday night, I think we could see folks like Dr. Brad Allen cross that finish line as a winner. Good luck to you, Dr. Allen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we'll have to check in with you again down the road.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all
of you. Thank you. And folks, we'll be right back here after the break. Real Side Radio, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And welcome back here. Welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave in the chair. It is a pleasure being with you on a Wednesday night. We are 6 days out from, again, as I stated at the beginning of this hour, what many people, not just Sean Hannity, he does this every 2 years, are saying is the most important election in our lifetime. Why is it so important? Well, we're dealing with something that a lot of us who've grown up in this country never thought they would see before. We talked about it just in the previous couple of segments with Dr. Brad Allen running for 24th Congressional District in California. And by the way, check this guy out. He's one of the smartest people that I've ever seen run for office. I didn't want to say that to him and embarrass him. But this man is brilliant. He's worked in the biggest universities and hospitals across the United States for the last 4 years as a cardiac surgeon, saving children's lives, and he wants to make California great again. It was great once. Can you believe it? It's been, well, since I was a kid. But the election that is coming up next Tuesday isn't just going to determine the next couple of years, which we all hope if the Republicans win both the Senate and the House, is just going to basically be gridlock. That's the best case right now, gridlock. We just want to stop this
socialism, this move towards this death knell of every single country where this type of totalitarianism has been practiced throughout history. And the Republicans, and I'm not suggesting they're all perfect, they're far from it, but at least they will be able to stop it from the congressional standpoint, won't stop executive orders, and you can expect a lot of executive orders over the next 2 years, folks. A lot of executive orders will be coming out of this White House if the Republicans take both chambers next week. Now, we may not know it next week. I'm going to be live on the air next Tuesday night here for you good folks as well. So we'll be discussing returns and going through what is coming through. But I think a lot of people that are in the know are suggesting it's probably going to be at least a few days before we know what happens in Pennsylvania. And it might be a month before we know what happens in Georgia. And those two might make the difference in who runs the Senate. Hopefully we'll know what happens in Arizona and also in Nevada next Tuesday night. But if the Republicans take both the House, I think that's a foregone conclusion, and the Senate, nah, certainly not a foregone conclusion. You need to get out and vote, folks. If they are able to take both houses, then I'm telling you right now, and record this and come back and play this in 2 years from now, the economic calamity that this administration has foisted upon the United States with its obscene levels of spending, profligate spending over the past couple of years, which has increased our inflation dramatically over the past year and a half. The recession that everybody from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Chase and everybody else believes is going to be happening. Well, Biden's going to have a foil. And that foil will be the Republicans in the House and the Senate. I'm just telling you, this is going to be the game plan right now. Biden will do this, or the Biden administration will do this. I don't think Biden does anything on his own. He had a speech tonight. He spoke at Union Station, which was at one time a beautiful building, and is now full of crack addicts and homelessness. And he warned of dark forces that thirst for power. And he said the dark forces and thirst for power could prevail in the midterm elections. Their level of fear-mongering and emotional manipulation of their voters. They're saying this is what Republicans do, by the way, with crime and scaring people. Is asinine to me. And then he goes on to link the attack on Paul Pelosi. Somehow, he managed to relate it to Trump. He linked the attack on Paul Pelosi to Trump and the big lie. January the 6th, and MAGA Republicans in this horrific speech warning of autocracy and 300 election deniers. He made this speech tonight. If you didn't watch it, don't worry. It was more of the same of that dark speech he had, that red speech that he had back in Philadelphia. He says, American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refused to accept the results of the 2020 election. So this is what they are doing. They are telling you that if Democrats do not come out and vote next week, it's going to be January the 6th, and you're going to have Democrat politicians' husbands going to be whacked by hammers. Because that's MAGA. Mega MAGA. Mega MAGA. He actually stated the conversation that he had tonight with America. He basically tried to pivot that conversation to the protection of American democracy at a time when nobody is talking about January the 6th. Nobody is worried about America's democracy. What they are worried about is putting food on their table, making their electricity and their gas payments. Putting food on your table. Half of the United States doesn't know if they lose their job, how they're going to pay their bills in a month. But he's wanting to make November the 8th a choice on democracy. How delusional are these people that they actually believe that outside of their little leftist bubble on Twitter and in the Upper West Side and those that surround them in D.C., the rest of the country doesn't care about this. He said, we the people must decide whether the rule of law will prevail or whether we will allow the dark forces and thirst for power put ahead of the principles that have long guided us. Is he talking about the Democrats? Because that's exactly what they've been doing. Their thirst for power and dark forces are exactly why we've had lockdowns and mask mandates and kids kept at home for a year and a half. And closures of business, and increasing in massive spending and entitlements, and destroying our economy, and allowing 5 million people to cross the border unfettered and unmolested. That's what the Democrats have been doing. Who's creating these dark forces? The people in power. And all of this is projection and it's diversion. Trying to change the subject from his lousy, no good, horrible economic record. His lousy, no good, horrible record and crime and the border and geopolitics from Afghanistan to Ukraine. This is an absolute disaster of a president. This is an absolute disaster of a party. And they want to tell you that they're the ones that stand for democracy. And if you vote against them, then you're the evil dark force that wants to turn this country into fascism and autocracy. I don't know about you, but all I've seen for the past 2 years is just that. Autocracy. And should you in any way have the temerity to stand up and say otherwise, you're branded a racist, an election denier, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and a deplorable. Hillary Clinton's back out there again, folks. She's calling all you guys' names once again. Next Tuesday? Yeah. It is the most important midterm election in this country's modern history. So if you're listening to this and you haven't voted yet, and you plan on voting next Tuesday, pencil out time in your day to make sure you get to the polls. Don't get too busy. Don't get an appointment that's going to go long. Get there early and vote in person, as I'm going to do. And millions of other Americans are looking forward to do as well. To send Washington, D.C. and those hypocrite elites a message. We'll be back after the break. We've got a great guest coming up, Dr. Peter Husey over at the Hudson Institute. We're going to be talking about what's going on overseas and really just how close are we to nuclear war. You know, it's gone quiet the past few days because there's a lot of other news, but there's some stuff that's happening, folks, and you need to hear this. Don't go away. We're going to be right back for hour number two, Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe.